You always want to go for the thing you're actually trying for. Because if you optimize for the traffic objective, that's telling Facebook, I want people to see this ad who are very likely to click through to my website. And that's where the story ends. What you really want them to do is say, you really want them to send you people who are likely to not only get to your website, but also convert into a lead by opting in for your free trial. This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. Should I continue with email or Facebook ads? Email marketing doesn't seem to work for me, as they think it's a scam. I don't know why they think it's a scam, but that might have something to do with your approach to it. The way I approach email marketing is you got to lead, I've said this so many times tonight, you've got to lead with value, right? You have to give people something that's going to help them, something actionable. What you can't do is get people on your email list and then just blast them with promotion, 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 buy, buy, buy. That doesn't work. That is going to get you a million unsubscribes, and that's actually going to have a lot of people flagging you as spam probably too. But if you're leading with value, if you're giving them things that they can do on their own, that's how I like to think of it. So basically, you're getting them on your list. The first three times they hear from you, the first time should be to deliver the lead magnet, whatever they opted in for. Then the next one should be just some kind of a follow-up piece of advice or a tactic or a tip or, sending them to a blog post or to a video you did or a podcast episode you made where you're giving them more tips of how they can, further enhance what they learned with the lead magnet, right? You do that a few times. I don't see how they could think that's a scam because you're just helping them through something DIY style. Then by the fourth time they hear from you, that's when you have permission to really sell your services. And if you've done your job right and you've helped them enough, there's no way they're going to think you're a scam because now they're starting to trust you, right? You're not just popping in their inbox like a used car salesman, just peeking out behind a used Volvo saying, hey, want to buy a car. So that's the way to do it. That's the way I recommend doing it. Facebook ads can work great with email marketing, by the way. You can do email marketing and then run Facebook ads to your list as well to really hit people up from all angles, depending on where they are. Because not everyone's going to read your emails, and those people might see your Facebook ads. So they can work hand in hand. Okay. Another one from Philbert. What's the best way to advertise my photography business and get more conversions to my local market? To advertise your photography business. Yeah, so I would say Facebook is a great way. I would say Google Ads or just good old-fashioned SEO is great as well. The only problem with SEO is obviously it takes a little bit of time to work. But the good news is most photography websites don't have great SEO. So you're competition probably isn't really high, right? Because most photography websites are very image-based, not a lot of words, not enough words for Google to grab onto. So if you, SEO is really just about doing things this much better than your stiffest competition. So I would definitely make a big push this year to get your SEO squared away. In the meantime, you can run Google Ads to it. Because people are definitely looking for photography, right? I would say that's going to work better in general than Facebook ads just because you've got people over here who are actually searching for it versus people over here where you're trying to talk them into it, right? So I would start there. And then if you see a market, if you think that there's plenty of people who you could get through Facebook ads, then I would start doing that. But again, you're going to want to do a funnel. You're going to lead with value. Do a video that's going to attract those people somehow. Like if it's let's just say it's for wedding photography, right? It's, you'd be something like three poses that are, that your friends aren't all doing in their wedding photos, right? Because everyone's wedding photos are so the same. But here are three poses that you can do that are going to be a little more unique. Anyone who watches that video is probably a prime candidate to work with you. You'd retarget those views with a more direct offer to book a consultation with you. All right. Next question is, this is the follow-up from Clayton. Okay. Let me just go back and see the first question so I can get context here. Never mind. So the follow-up is, I can push traffic, but struggling with conversions. What tips can you give? Okay. So if you're struggling with conversions, that is a, we touched on this earlier, that is a problem with either the, it's either a disconnect from the ad to the landing page, meaning it doesn't feel the same. It's not delivering what the ad promised on. Either the messaging is off or the look is off. Like if it's a face, like the thing I said earlier, right? If it's a cartoon image as the graphic, and then they get to your website and it's a photograph, maybe looks like a totally different company, that can scare people off. Or again, like I said before, the landing page might just not be doing a very good job of persuading them, right? So you want to do a good audit of the page, make sure it's persuasive. It's telling them everything they need to know. It's giving them all that information they need to feel good about taking the next step, which is scheduling a consultation with you. If you just bring them to the page and say, fill out the form, that's not enough, right? You got to give them the reasons to do it. So I would definitely start with that, and you should be in a much better position. Just really ask yourself, would I be enticed by this? And just be honest with yourself, okay? All right, so that is all we've got here. Oh, I think we've got another question popping in here. I'll answer another question I got from YouTube while I wait for that. So this one is from Eden Powell, and it says, would Facebook ads for service-based businesses like an emergency plumber or Glacier, I don't know what that, okay. So you're going to say, would Facebook ads for service-based businesses like an emergency plumber be the right thing to do, or just do Google Ads or SEO? So yeah, Facebook ads can be great for service businesses, but what you're describing really is an emergency business. In that case, I don't recommend Facebook ads, because people, when they're in an emergency, like they've got a, they need a plumber, they need an exterminator, these kinds of things, they're not going to go to Facebook to see an ad to tell them who to go to. So in that case, that's when you want to go with Google Ads, I think. And also, you know, you want to have your SEO in a good place to where you're ranking. But with a lot of these kinds of businesses, you're not going to have a really good chance of ranking number one, because with plumbers and stuff, the first five listings are generally going to be like Angie's List and Yelp and whatever those, you know, plumber-specific directory sites are. So I think Google Ads are probably right on the money there. Actually, there's Google, what do they call it? Google service ads. I haven't talked about those in a while, but yeah, Google's like Google verified ads. It's basically like service providers. You need to register yourself with Google. They do a background check on you, and then you can qualify to be in those listings up at the top. I'm wondering if that's been discontinued though, because I feel like I haven't seen that in a while. That may be something that's not even around, but Do some research into that. See if they still do, I think it was Google verified listings. You get a green check mark, you've got a really good placement right at the top, and then the only time you get charged is when you actually get a phone call, which is pretty good. The charge is fairly high. It depends on your market and what you do, but even if it's a $20 charge and it's someone calling you for emergency plumbing, you have a very good chance of converting that customer in, or that call into a customer, and that $20 to get a new customer is probably worth it, right? So I would try that. Okay, follow-up question from Ladybug about her hiking business. Should I have the name of the business be keyword rich and a .com extension only for my website? All right. Yeah, so should I have the name of, I assume you're talking about the name of your business, but maybe you're talking about the name of your website. I would always name your website, name your website what your business name is. So if you're in a position now to name your business itself, yeah, I would make it branded and keyword rich, okay? So it's a bit of a twofer. Don't just make it be, let's just say I'm thinking hiking. I'm from Boulder, Colorado originally. I'll say Boulder. So rather than Boulder hiking tours, I would probably brand it a little bit before that. Like come up with a name like Ladybug's. Then that gets really long though. Maybe Boulder Hiking Tours actually isn't that bad. Maybe that's a fine business name. Yeah, I actually think that sounds okay. If no one else has that business name, I would go for that. That way when people are searching in Google, your having a keyword-rich domain name really does help in ranking. Still does now. I don't know if it will forever, but it still does today. But what you don't want is for that to be like Boulder Hiking Tours to be the name of your website. Then they get to your website and then it's called Ladybug's Hiking Tours. That's a disconnect. People are going to feel a little bamboozled, like that was tricky, right? And they're not going to be that interested anymore. So if you can rename your business or name it for the first time Boulder Hiking Tours or whatever city you're in, then I would go for that as long as it doesn't sound too generic and it has a nice ring to it. Okay. From Brazil, from Danilo Mirando. Which event is best to register for trial? Conversion or traffic? Which event is best? So I'm not understanding the question. I think what you're trying to ask is what's the best objective for trying to get people to sign up for a free trial for your service with Facebook ads? I'm going to assume that's what you mean. Conversion or traffic? It would be conversions. You know, you always want to go for the thing you're actually trying for. Because if you optimize for the traffic objective, that's telling Google, that's telling Facebook, I want people to see this ad who are very likely to click through to my website. And that's where the story ends. What you really want them to do is say, you really want them to send you people who are likely to not only get to your website, but also convert into a lead by opting in for your free trial, right? So the only caveat to that being, if you don't get at least 50 events of that, if you don't have the budget big enough to get 50 instances of that every week, then you have to back off from it and go for the next objective back, which would be probably landing page views, not traffic, not just traffic. So you always want to make sure your budget's big enough to support what your objective is, okay? That'll do it for this round of Ask Wes. Now be sure to follow me on Instagram at Wes McDowell. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% off discount on my hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, that's wesmcdowell.com/hosting. See you soon.